First Bhajan, thank you.
Om Kaguruji Om Ka 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 Om Ka Guruji 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 Om Ka
Om Ka Guruji Om Ka
ओमकार गुरुजी ओमकार।
Do you remember singing that in the hall, Primo?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yes, we will again.
Yeah, so we'll go again. For 1 month I will go. Maybe other people will go longer, but I'll only go for a month. Yeah, we were just, hold on. Om Shri Satche Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Satya Sangha Ki Jai. You know, the words to this chant are Om, which, if somebody would look into it and not just think it's a trendy little thing, they would see that everything vibrates to Om and then comes into trees and then comes into forests. And still at the root is this Om of the universe coming into existence. Om. Kara means Om is that which is doing all things. And Guruji is, G means respectful, and let me put Maharaji in the picture there. Respectful and venerable. In the Tibetan tradition, they say the venerable Lama or the venerable Rinpoche. That's what G is. And Guru is what's within every single soul that dissolves the ignorance of the truth within each person. And Gu means darkness, Ru means light. And this is in your heart. And your Guru, whether living or past, is the mirror of your heart and sends you to your own. If you will go. If you won't go, that's perfectly fine. Who can say? Isn't that right? Yeah, you cannot force anybody to do anything. I think that's the beauty of it. I think that's the beauty of it, is that you send them off onto their own and they discover in their own way what is within their heart and soul. This is my Guru, Maharaji, and my brother did this penciling of him for my birthday, which looks just, it's just perfect. And tomorrow's Guru Purnima, which is wonderful. And if everyone looked inside, they would find this, you know, I see it, Primo, like, you know, the yin-yang sign with and the little dot of white, the little dot of black. You know that?
Yes.
So everything has everything within it to some degree, right? And then there's this line. And this line is the Guru. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there everything should be blended perfectly. Mm-hmm. And it's not a person. A person may represent, because their guru gave them the honor, because they had the honor and they were willing to do it and they had the capacity to do it. That's why. But the guru is the essential dharma inside of everyone going down that pathway and discovering their true nature or not. Or not, whatever. So that's what I found in my master, that he was a perfect mirror of my heart. And he never asked anything of me, ever, really. He just directed me. Whatever he asked of me, he could get. There's no question about that. And Maharaji was as pure as a lotus. He was wonderful. Still is. still is wonderful. The greatest moment, perhaps one of the greatest moments of my life, maybe can be put to the top. I have three children, and their birth was probably, it's hard to say, it's hard to compare anything, but meeting of Maharaji was by far the turning point of my life. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have this Zoom if not for Maharaji. So there it is. Guru Purnima. I want to take that down there, and I want to open this up. We're on a computer, aren't we? So today Madhu asked the question, the really important question, what is conceptual thought? So I want to go in the gallery. I don't know if I can get a whole gallery. I think I can. Somebody tell me what that is. Just raise your hand and we'll come to you. No, yeah, Alice. Yeah. Unmute Alec. Sahara, unmute her. Put your hand up so Sahara or Will or Shri knows who you are, where you are. No, put your hand up.
Put your hand up in the other way.
You should die.
There you are. Now, let's see where you are. I lost you. How could I lose you?
It's me.
That's not the first result. Sahara, there she is. There she is. I see you. You're putting your hands up. Okay, so you out of 100 people, tell me what is conceptual thought.
Because I want to say Ni Hao, Master Ying.
Yes.
So because it was my what I want to write to you about the conceptual thinking, I went to translate from Latin, and is conceive or understand what I read it is also an opinion and one idea.
It's any idea. It's any idea whatsoever, and any opinion whatsoever.
Yeah, but. So all our life is built on conceptual
thinking.
Thinking question.
Yes. And Alex, guess what? Thank you. Before we go any further, I want to thank you for the kindness of what you sent to us through Pemini. She could hardly lift it. It was so full. Thank you so much. Yes, so our life is based in conceptual thought. When our parents have that moment of lovemaking and the ovum and sperm meet, that's called conception. So from there, it's all concept. And to be overcome the world, as you can see, it's a mess right now. Why is it a mess? Because people only conceptually think and they don't go any further. And their concepts are, they cling to them, and they have ideas that they are right and nobody else is right. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't work. So it's crumbling right now, and that's a very good thing. That's a very good thing, because it's going to rebuild in the hearts and souls of people as to how they really want to live. This is sure. This has been written. This is tradition. This is prophecy. This is the time. So conceptual thought is any thought whatsoever. And this is why you're sent to meditation. So that you can see for the first time in your life that anything that you think is relative, passing, subjective, maybe yes, maybe no. Whatever we think about anything. So I was told this week that there's nothing in peace. And I'm almost sure that they didn't mean it that way, but they said it that way. And I'm glad they said it that way. Because a lot of people think like that, that there's nothing in peace when one is in meditation and everything comes to peace. One of the things that we must do at that time is to observe and examine what it's giving us and what we are relieved of. And then we begin to see. And as long as we are in the realm of conceptual thought, it's good also. It's not bad. You can't say conceptual thought is good or bad. Otherwise, you're making conceptual thought another concept. You live with it. And it's not a problem. It's only a problem when you cling to it, let it define your life, or who you are, or anyone else is. Or the past, or all these concepts. Huh? And to realize your true nature, you will have to go beyond that. You will have to pierce through that cloud. And still live with it. As the great Wang Po said, though there is no intrinsic reality in any of this, in some marvelous way it does exist. What's real? One minute you can be loving, the next minute you can be hateful, the next minute you can be creative, and the next minute you can be bored. What is real? Anything that passes has no reality whatsoever. That's when you see through the clouds. As long as you have the clouds in front of you, you cannot even comprehend what I'm talking about. So whatever passes, one who really wants is moving, even wanting is all of it's a concept, but one who really is moving into an enlightened awareness will have to pierce through the conceptual world while living in it, as Wang Po says in some marvelous way, it does exist. It's up to you. It's not up to anyone else. And you look so pained. This is the best news on the planet. And a lot of people here look like, oh my God, I have to give up the way I think. Or suffer it. And most people suffer the way they think. My husband, he's a jerk. My mother, my country is a... I'm not good enough. I'm not fine enough. I'm not beautiful enough. Somebody else is better than me. I'm better than them. It's all nonsense to an enlightened view. And yet it goes on, and there's no complaint about any of it. Because you see through it, that's why. Gabrielle, because you see through it, that's why. And it's in some way, you know, everybody is coming home. And love is non-conceptual. These are as I was reminded the other day, vanishing concepts. You go into this state of love, which is not gooey, not dualistic. It is as neutral as space. And then the idea of love disappears, and you can say nothing about it. And everybody fits in it perfectly. And it doesn't depend on your emotion, whether they fit in it or not. This is the uncultivated mind of God. The uncultivated mind of God, Gabriel. Before you're born, have you cultivated conception? Before your body's born, you've never been born anyhow, and this is something that is realized. You have never been born and you shall never die. The body will definitely be born, and the body will definitely die. And the name and all the breath and all that goes with the earth and comes from the earth will lie with the earth in the end. But that which has created the earth is your very nature. And you cannot conceive about it. You cannot think about it. You can only see that that is true. And you can only see that that is true when you discover. Discover means to uncover. Why do you look so pained, Tara? What is it? You're like... So people are afraid. They've told me so. I fear going to my heart, some people have said, because I fear that I will be taken advantage of. But your heart is the greatest protection of all. But it's not the mushy love that you can deal with. Oh, I love you today, tomorrow I won't if you don't do what's right by me. If I'm married to you, let's just say we're married, and you go off with another man, then I won't love you anymore. This is not the love I'm talking about. I'm talking about the love that forms the oak leaf, different from the walnut leaf, different from the palm leaf, different from the... This is the love I'm talking about. It's not subjective or objective. It's true in every cell, in every atom, in every molecule, in every subparticle, in the uncultivated mind that is creating this illusion called life. And it's both beautiful and horrific, depending on the way you want to look at it. Either you're in it in joy or you're suffering it. But mostly suffering it is because of the way you think. Somebody else is not doing what they ought to be doing. That may be true. But then we cling to this idea. Then we suffer. And then we, you know, Wang Po says also, he says, and I totally agree, and that is an absolute humbleness that I agree, by the way. Through self-discovery, I agree. Wang Po is extremely great. He says to affirm or deny anything is already ignorance. Ignorance doesn't mean stupidity. It means I have ignored what is true. It doesn't mean you're dumb. It just means I refuse to see. Because I prefer to be in a state of superiority or inferiority. I prefer to label this and label that as good and bad, and there is good and bad. In some marvelous way, it does exist. So you actually get to see through all of it if you want to. And if you want to, it will serve you to do so. That uncultivated mind will. But you have to work for it. It just doesn't come upon you. You asked if you could just, you probably heard the transmissions where I was addressing it, maybe not, but you should have. But where were we? You have to work for it, yes, because Ella was asking one time, will it just come upon me? I mean, I think your questions are very innocent. I think every question is viable and important. There's not such a thing as a stupid question. Somebody wants to know something, they should know. And the answer is no, it will never just come upon you. You really have to work for it. Because you're so deluded with this, people are deluded. This is the state of the earth, delusion. It's not a nasty term. I don't think you do. And when you shut down so that I can't get anything in, it's going in anyhow. Whether you like it or not, you're sitting here. If you don't like it, you won't sit here. And everything that is said in the gallery here in Satsang and Tirtha Satcha will find its place within your heart, and it will either blossom or seed for the rightful time. So, will it just fall upon you? The answer is absolutely not. Because the delusion of the planet is so strong that right and wrong, you can see right now the separations. No? Everybody thinks they're right. Is that true? You think you're right so often. Is that true? Yeah. And it's good. It's not wrong. It's fine. But there will come a time when you see that my mind is like space. And there I am free in a state of unknowing what love is, but this is the route that I have taken. And I can see God in everyone. She's okay. She'll get over it. Either she will or she won't. And everyone. The reason you're crying is because it's so. And it's good to cry because it's a release. Yeah. We have a lot of crying. Gargi, how many people have cried over the years, huh? Oh my God, Gargi's laughing. How much have we cried? Oh my God, I remember crying in the mandir when Maharaji was there. I was sobbing so hard and didn't know why. And I just had to put my shawl over my head. And I just cried like crazy. I just cried and cried and cried and cried. And my heart cracked open in another place. So I very seldom pat people on the back or try to get them to stop doing what they're doing or comforting them, because it's really, important that they go through it. So conceptual thought is every thought that you've ever had, ever will have, and could ever have. And to silence them means that you actually see. And when you're in meditation and really you come to a very deep peace, you can wonder, how is this possible? Because 5 minutes ago, I was tied up in knots. And you find out, my God, this is within me all the time. And it's so clear that all of whatever I think can be laid down like rocks out of the pack. I call it carrying a corpse up a hill. Carrying the corpse up the hill. Worried about the past, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, thinking about all of this stuff. Then you get to see it's summertime.
Yes.
Then you get to hear the river sing. Then you get to smell summer, the fragrance of summer. Then you get to move on the train. Then you get to walk up the road. And you're absolutely uncultivated. Uncultivated means nothing is planted there. I can move freely. And love is the first emanation. And I don't know what love is. And I don't know what God is. And because you are, is enough proof for me. I don't need anyone to prove to me. Just that you can go like this with your head and you have this little white hair and these funny little bangs and this cute little body and this laughter right now is enough for me to say, I don't know. Every minute is so quickly passing. Every second is gone. Here and gone, here and gone, here and gone, here and gone. Perhaps never have been like a dream. Mm-hmm. Conceptual thought. So conceptual thought, to see truly, you have to let go of it completely. And then you're still going to live in it. Your life's still going to go on. You're still going to go to work. You're still going to have coworkers. You're still going to. Nobody's going to know what's going on inside of this laboratory of your heart, except for they will know that you love them. And they don't have to speak about it. They can just feel it. They don't even have to think she loves me. It's already transmitted, isn't it? Uh-huh. And you'll see them without your opinion of them. Any opinion that you have should be completely crushed so that you can truly see. My mother is a great example. I hated my mother. Can you imagine? And then I decided not to. And then I found out she's a wonderful woman. And she did some terrible things, but she didn't know any different than to do that. And she thought she was doing some wonderful things. This is the conceptual world. And when you cut through it and don't say a thing about a thing, there is no underdog. Everybody comes to where they are for good purpose, for good reason. And the moment that they That's why I send you to the breath, because the breath has the entire story of everything that is spiritually ignited within it. And I wonder, I've always wondered, who will ever take up this way? Who will ever be silent enough to see that the world is going through turmoil because of conceptual thought and hanging on it? And all the fighting comes out of it. And when you cease to, well, at least understand the conceptual thought is just conceptual thought. Really and truly, there will be no hatred in your heart for anyone. It's impossible because there's no duality there. And this is one of my problems with the non-dual teachings, is you've already set up a duality by saying non-duality. Mm-hmm. This is a totality, an absolute. Pradeep, why are you uncomfortable? Namaste. Why are you uncomfortable? We're a little confronting. But I also say, what is a problem with being confronted? What if you were never confronted? It is good to be confronted. So, Pradeep, are you there?
Yes.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
I'm uncomfortable. I don't know.
That's a good answer. That's a true answer, actually. I get that. I understand it perfectly. It's called God realization. And God is uncultivated and... Is that true?
Yeah.
I know the great Zen master Shinu has a book he has called Cultivating the Empty Field. This is right. Possibility is totally empty and totally possible. But it's not possible as long as you're thinking that this person is like this and this person is like that and I'm like this and they're like that. Then you fill the empty field with a bunch of nothing. And cling to it as though there's something to it. So... I think that's about as much as anyone can take. To realize your true nature, you're going to have to come to absolute silence and stillness in the movement and in the noise. Anybody want to raise their hand? It was a good answer, Pradeep. It was a perfect answer. Of course, Om Purnamadaha, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachate, Purnasi, Purnamadaya, Purname Bhavashishate. So it's all perfect regardless. How can an uncultivated cosmic mind be anything but perfect? And everything that springs up within it comes and goes must be just perfect also. And perfect doesn't mean what even imperfection means perfect. Even what is not perfect, hello. Even what is not perfect fits in this perfection. Because it cannot be another way. So you can never think about what is perfect. You can only see that it is so. Because you'll be fighting it all along. You'll be fighting it. Oh, I know something that's not perfect. Well, that's perfect too. It's like trust. We talked about trust. Did you remember this, Jenny? We talked about trust. I don't know if you were here. You trust that you don't trust.
Yes.
You're always trusting. What's the question? You trust that you don't trust. Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't let somebody in your house, you absolutely don't trust them. Aren't you trusting that non-trust? So you're always a trust. Where's the question of divisive trust come? It's a crazy idea. But we have a lot of crazy ideas on the planet. So, anybody want to raise their hand? No? Okay, satsang's over. Oh, so we'd have two hands. Okay. You're really lucky. We just continue. And I know why you raised your hand, just to continue. Kamala.
Namaste, Shanti Marai.
Let's have her up. Hello, Miguel.
I'm here.
Yes. Kamala, where is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have you on my screen. Maybe it's because I'm in the gallery.
Yeah.
There it is. So, Kamala.
Okay, I want to share an experience I had last week. I was walking on the street and then came a moment I realized I'm valuing everything I see. Beautiful, not beautiful, thin, thick. And I thought, oops, what am I doing? What is happening there? And the next thing came, Shanti Mai, everything is God. And then I stopped and I said, okay, now I will look at every person I meet and say, I see God. And I did it and I saw the people and I looked at them and said, I see God. And really, in this moment, everything changed. Everything. It became so beautiful inside, outside. I had a big smile in me. Everything was full of love. And I said, wow, this is amazing. And I went on doing this. And now every day I'm doing this when I go outside. And not only with people now. If there's a car, if there's a house, I'm walking and saying, oh, I see God, I see God, I see God. And it changed everything, really.
It's really, really good. And you must continue. But who do you dislike the most in the universe? You don't even have to say out loud. No, you don't. Take a photo of that being and put them on your altar and say, I see God. And really see, as well as you have seen out of the beauty and the love of your heart, those who you don't know, who you could not judge because you don't know them, they're passing by. Take that being, take a whole load of beings if you want, and just put them on your altar and see that as well. And your whole vision will become even, like space. And your heart is already like space. And your mind is already like space. It's the ideas that we have that cloud that up. And because you're sincere, you will see. And you have seen, and you will continue to see, and you must continue.
I will.
Okay. Yeah.
It was so great because I'm not changing the outside, I'm changing my inside.
That's right. And because you're changing your inside, nothing on the outside changes. But the way you see what is called the outside, there is no inside outside, but what is called the outside will have a different hue, will have a different light. And sometimes you're going to be angry, and sometimes you're going to be mad, and sometimes you're going to be happy, and sometimes you're going to be sorrowful, and sometimes you're going to be glorious, and sometimes you're going to be all kinds of things. It's still what it is. It doesn't depend on you to be that. But when you will tune your eyes and your heart to this is all there is, because I am discovering that this is true, you won't be able to say a word about anything except for yes. And your whole life will change. And the world will not change. The world will stay the same, and it will challenge you. And this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. This challenge is absolutely marvelous. It is a dear, dear friend. Because this is how you find out about yourself and where you stand. And you should not judge yourself. You should must just know that there's still something in me that has a big desire to move along. You stop judging yourself. Because when you judge yourself, you judge everybody else. It's really obvious. Particularly from someone who can see, who you permit them to see, which is also very, very wonderful. Shh. That feels good, no? Thank you, Kamala.
I thank you so much, deep from my heart, for everything.
Oh, you're so welcome. Hey, Kamala. Remember the great mantra, the great heart mantra, the heart sutra mantra. Gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhisvaha. You know it?
Yes.
Yeah. Go, 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 go beyond. You'll go beyond the highest. Go beyond enlightenment. And my favorite Wang Po statement these days, because I've been reading Wang Po. Are you ready for this, everybody? This is so magnificent. Wang Po says in one sentence, he says, the great Bodhidharma demonstrated that the highest levels of enlightenment could be transcended. What a mind blower. I'm so happy to hear that. Can you imagine how subtle thought must be if Bodhidharma was still demonstrating that the highest levels of enlightenment could be transcended? My God, I just think that's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life. Yeah.
And one of my mantras is beyond, beyond, beyond. Not to be finished with that, beyond.
Exactly. Gate, gate, para, gate, para, sam, gate, bodhisvaha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blessings. Keep up the good work.
I do that. Love you so much. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, I have done nothing. You've done it all.
No, you have done a lot.
No, I've reminded you. You've done it.
Yes, but this is also doing something.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yes, David Kian. Well, turn on your microphone.
Yeah. Okay, it's on. Thank you that I can participate here. I feel the truth, and I feel I
how can you feel the truth? How do you feel the truth? Tell me how you
feel. I feel my third eye. I feel very much energy there, and I remember that Jesus said, "When two eyes become one, the kingdom of heaven is near." And this is actually what I feel always in daily life, not in, not out, nor left, nor right, nor good, nor bad.
I'm really happy to hear this from you, because oftentimes you come with something quite different. And this is really good. You're an indicator species to me that you have this insight. For me is wonderful.
Yeah, I feel the energy. I feel your energy. Last time I felt my spine, backside of the heart, was just burning. So it's it goes in the body, and I feel helpless. I feel like surrender.
You know what Maharaji used to say? No. You want to know what Maharaji used to say? I'm going to tell you what Maharaji wants. Used to say, whether you want to hear it or not.
Yes, I want to hear.
You surrender once.
Yeah. That's true. I surrendered also, but always sometimes the mind comes and then I have to surrender.
The mind doesn't come. You give attention to what your thoughts are. That's what happens. Words do come up, it's true, but you give it full attention and then you doubt. So you stop giving it full attention, let it pass by, breathe well, go to your heart, and you'll do really well, really, really, really well. Mind will not be your master anymore. And it's not mind, really, it's just the way you think. Mind, you can't even define what is mind. Thoughts travel through mind. And yeah. We don't even know what mind is.
That's all. It's okay.
Yeah. You look good.
Yeah, but I'm very much challenged at the moment, like everyone probably.
You usually bring is your challenge. But you said something most marvelous. And challenge, so what?
Yeah, it brings one to the core, no? So I feel also anguish, and when I felt, oh, do I make it? And I have to decide for the good and for the light, and I'm meditating so long now today. Now I cannot meditate so good these days because there's so much conflict outside. So I learned to have compassion and yeah.
Stop thinking like that. We'll talk about it later. Okay? Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I love you.
Yeah. Thank you, too. It's good to always encourage people along their pathway, no matter what it is. That's how a mystic proceeds. You can be Christian, you can be Buddhist, you can be shaman, you can be whatever you can be. what's taking your heart, let it take your heart.
Hmm? Yeah, I don't know, but I'm true. So.
No, I think you do know. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you. Gabriel? You have to put on your, yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. Namaste, Manti Shantimai.
Namaste. Where's Max? Max is usually sitting with you.
Yes, he's there also, but we are in different rooms. He has to kind of lie down. He had a back thing today.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in another room.
All right.
So, Wangpo, you quoted Wangpo earlier, and for me, this text is really hard work because the words.
Yes, that's true.
They are. You need so much to look through them to deeply understand it. I really have to. I don't want to use the word struggle, but I have to read it and read it and wait.
I'm glad that you say that. It's absolutely true. You know, one time I gave this book to someone, they said they read it in a month. I said, I haven't read it in 20 years.
Mm.
So you never read the book. That person never read the book. Mm. They could not pass the first page in a month.
So I'm probably going to write you, there's still time to even come to the point to ask questions about things. But what you said earlier, I didn't even get the whole sentence, the mind blower. The highest levels of consciousness can be transcended.
Okay.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Well, you shouldn't understand.
Just, what?
And the statement is that Bodhidharma demonstrated that the highest levels of enlightenment can be transcended. You can't even have a concept about what enlightenment is. So this, how has it left you now? It has left you without a thought in your mind.
Yes, just, yes.
Well, that's what it's intended to do.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh.
No, what I mean, what is interesting is my reaction to go and say, I'm clueless. So I put a thought on it.
That's exactly what Wang Po's all about.
Yes, so.
He's a mind blower. He is not to be totally understood.
Okay.
He definitely gives direction.
Yes.
But forget understanding. Even
okay.
Wang Po does not understand Wang Po. That's the beauty of Wang Po.
Okay. Well, it blows my mind. Yes.
That's what it's meant to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it's meant to do. So all of the conceptual ideas, it's like meditation. All of the conceptual ideas that you have just fall apart. And it's nothing to be figured. And then when you get used to that, and you find out you really don't know anything.
Mm.
This is so wonderful. The moment I realized that I didn't know anything really was the most glorious moment in my life.
That is really strange for me to read a text and work my way through it and in the end coming out not understanding. So that's really
that's exactly what it's
blowing.
That's exactly what it is meant to do.
Mm.
Is to show you that understanding is one thing. It's good. We understand ourselves. We understand how to drive. We understand how to cook. We understand how to be with our neighbors. We understand many things. But this is not comprehensible. It's only experiential.
Yes, okay. And that was my next question. This text is not without any sense or meaning. There is a point to it. It's just not to be understood.
I would say that no, there's no point to it at all.
Oh, oh dear. My mind keeps getting blown all the time.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can find something for you. Because we're going to have this intensive, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. It, you know, he really brings you to non-conceptual, uncultivated emptiness.
Mm.
And there, unlocatable and absolutely true in everyone, and pure and stable and unchanging, you get to see. And you get to see that through silencing thoughts.
Mm.
Because, you know, one of the great things I myself have had with Indra, my husband, is that, you know, when Indra would probably do nothing at all, but I might have an opinion about it.
Mm.
Nothing. Mm. But I might form an opinion about it. I skip the opinion. And he was who he is.
Mm.
And I was grateful and am grateful. And it's not always sweet. Most of the time it is, because that's the way to see. Sometimes there's irritation. It's very, 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 very rare. Because I always go to, I cannot have an opinion about him. And when I do have an opinion, I can still see through my own opinion. This is something that my students basically don't understand, at least a couple of them don't understand, that you can have a view, but it's not fundamental view. The fundamental view is without a view. And then you get to see, ah, whatever I think about anyone may be just temporary, may be true for the moment. Maybe actual for the moment, but it's done that moment. And as soon as you drop that opinion, you get to see. And as Kamala said, the beauty. And it doesn't even have to be beautiful.
Mm.
It can be ugly as hell.
Mm.
And it still has this intrinsic beauty. Because it's not either ugly or beautiful. It just shows up in the uncultivated mind of, I can say God, Wang Po can say the Buddha. Some people will say that Jesus. No one is wrong about that. This is how their hearts are touched. And they go in that way, and that way will open their view. So no, Wang Po has no point at all, and that's his point, is to relieve you completely of your opinions. And that is the greatest practice of all. And you could have your opinions, but then you see that this is momentary and you don't even have to think about it. The moment you have an opinion, you pretty much drop it. And you can have opinions, but you'll always see through them. And when you're true to yourself, you will always go to the fundamental emptiness of love. And it doesn't have to look any way. So many people want everything to be a perfect looking this way and this way and this way. Then it's love. The love is like the sky. It covers everything. And not equally. Totally. So you might have heard me say early on that in the early days, people used to ask me if I loved them equally. Shantibai, do you love us all equally? I would say, no, I don't. And they go, wow, I'm out of here. I say, I love you totally. I love Indra totally for being Indra. I love Radhika totally for being Radhika. I love Pemini equally for being Pemini, or totally for being Pemini, and you totally for being you. There's no comparison. There's no measure. How could there be? Yeah, I can't put Ninja on a scale and Madhu or Durga on the other side and say, well, oh yeah, it equals out. That's nonsense. Ninja is Ninja, Durga is Durga, Sundari is Sundari, Shunyata is Shunyata, and there's absolutely and utterly no comparison between them whatsoever. Isn't that right, Mike? There you go. I can't name everybody, Mike. We'd be here all day long. And I love Mai for Mai. And I love you for you.
I love you, Shanti Mai.
Love you too. It's so easy. It's so easy. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Primal, you want to sing us out? I don't think we have any more hands. Do we have another hand?
Yes, Sahara.
Who?
Sahara.
Oh, Sahara had his hand up. That means he wants to interrupt with something really good. Sahara, what were you going to say?
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Sahara.
Wanted to return to the uncultivated mind. And what arrived from our conversation from earlier is when we were talking about the vritti and the mind modifications being something like the cultivation of the mind. And something that came to me was the process of the Zen garden, which is the goal or intent of a Zen garden is to make it look as natural as possible, to make it look uncultivated. Is the purpose of the Zen garden is to remove all impact of cultivation so that it seems to blend.
And they cultivate the heck out of it.
Right.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it, you see. You don't lose anything. You don't gain anything. You see it for what it is. And life goes on. And who wouldn't want to see it for what it is? That's a very fine example. The uncultivated Zen garden, which is cultivated like crazy. I mean, you have the bonsais and you have the ponds and you know? And yet there's something there that's very empty, and potential is like...
Thank you, Shatmai.
Namaste, Sahar. Take good care of yourself. Okay. So let's hear from Prema. Prema, what are you going to chant or sing for us?
Prabhu Apachako?
Yeah, Prabhu Apachako.
Prabhu Apachako. Prabhu Apachako. Prabhu Apachako. Paramatma Chako. 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 Meri Sara Jako. Saravatra Jako. Prabhu Apachako. Paramatma Jako. Meri Sara Jako. Saravatra Jako. Prabhu Apachako. Paramatma Jako. Prabhu Apachako. Prabhu Apachako. 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 Prabhu Apachako. Paramatma Jako. Meri Sara Jako. Saravatra Jako. Prabhu Apachako. Paramatma Jako. Meri Sara Jako. Saravatra Jako. Prabhu Apachako. Paramatma Jako. Prabhu Apachako. Prabhu Apachako. 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 Prabhu Apachako. jago meri sara jago saravatra jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago meri sara jago saravatra jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago meri sara jago saravatra jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago meri sara jago saravatra jago prabhu apa jago paramatma jago.
Hey Premo. We want the other one now.
And what is that, the blessing?
Huh?
The blessing?
Yeah.
Okay, I have it ready.
Well, I think you can do it anyhow. I just have the feeling.
I have it right here. Yes.
Maharaja used to do that. Or she would sing and he would, as soon as she stopped, he'd say, is there another one? He wouldn't let it. I mean, sometimes almost before it stopped.
Yeah. And I was crying. Ooh. Not anymore.
You got it, Premo?
Yes.
I got it. Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen.
favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. Beside you, all around you, and within you, he is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, he is for you, he is for you. Children and their children, may his presence go before you and beside you and behind you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Everybody loves that one.
Oh, me too.
You know, it was at King Charles's coronation.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was wonderful to
yeah.
experience that. Yes.
I think there's something like maybe even 45 million people have looked at it on YouTube.
And when so, I heard it, I thought, oh, Shanti Mai, this is just yeah. so great that this she is would happening. Like she would
like yeah. probably like that. Thank you, Premo.
A blessing, an honor, a joy.
Sure, Priya is saying one more. I think that's the topper right there. I just can't imagine at this moment something that could top that. That's just such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. Who wrote that, Premo?
It was... Well, who wrote that? It isn't the Bible.
Yeah, but somebody put yeah,
the woman from the video, I can't really remember her name right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I will send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will see you. And thank you so much for leading us in really beautiful song. Thank you.
I love you, Shanti Mai.
You too. Namaste. Namaste, everybody. I'll see you next Sunday. Time just passes so quickly. Oh, happy Guru Purnima.
Happy Guru Purnima.
Namaste.
Namaste. That's you, Sri. You end the meeting. Love all y'all. Namaste.